This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston is only weeks away from its first recreational marijuana store. State regulators gave final approval today for a shop called Pure Oasis to open in Dorchester. As WBUR's Anindya Enwemeka reports, it's not only the first shop in Boston, it's also the first in the state approved through a program to benefit communities disproportionately targeted in the war on drugs.
Pure Oasis co-founder Kobe Evans can't wait to welcome customers into his Dorchester shop.
Everyone's going to come in that side. We can walk over and take a look.
The shop is airy, with crisp white walls, a shiny charcoal-colored floor, and several plants hanging in the windows.
The goal is to have a good cross-section of product and have a blend of superior products.
Evans and his business partner have been making plans for this dispensary since recreational marijuana was legalized in Massachusetts in 2016. They hit up friends and family for funding. They found a storefront and plowed their way through all the paperwork, inspections, and permitting.
It's been a very long road, so, you know, to finally see daylight is beyond ecstatic. Like, I don't even know if we had words for, you know, where we're at emotionally about being at this point. But here we are, and we're excited.
It looks like in the entrance here, there's this sign here that says, "Welcome to Grove Hall, Pure Oasis, Boston's first."
Yeah. It was a little presumptuous, but, if it didn't work out, then we'd be putting up a new sign. We're happy to be in Grove Hall. We have deep roots in the neighborhood, so we can celebrate that. So definitely we're excited to be here, and we're excited to be Boston's first.
Pure Oasis is also the first marijuana business in the state to benefit from what's known as economic empowerment status. That status gives some businesses a faster review of their applications. Those businesses must be owned by, employ, or benefit people in communities disproportionately criminalized for marijuana. Pure Oasis is in the group because Evans lives in Dorchester.
We're very happy that Boston will be the first place for an economic empowerment designee.
Alexis Kachuk is the City of Boston's Director of Emerging Industries. She says the city is committed to making sure there's equity in the local cannabis industry. The mayor recently signed an ordinance to prioritize diverse applicants and provide them resources and assistance. The initiative came as the city faced criticism for moving too slow to approve pot shops. So far, Boston has signed agreements with 14 marijuana businesses. Three of them are economic empowerment applicants. Kachuk says several more marijuana stores could open in the coming months, but the rollout largely depends on the state's process.
It is up to the state to conduct inspections, background checks, to ensure that those who are applying are in fact who they say they are. So the frustrations are understood. However, it is not because of the city moving slowly. We send our applications up to the state, and we're, you know, beholden to their decisions and their timeline in the process.
State regulators, however, blame cities and towns for the delays some applicants are experiencing. Steve Hoffman chairs the Cannabis Control Commission.
We hear that they're having a hard time getting through the municipal process and getting host community agreements. We can't take up a license until there's a host community agreement in place. And that's an issue. It's a very important issue, but it's not one that the commission has any control over whatsoever.
More than 120 businesses have economic empowerment status. Only 24 have completed license applications. And just 8 have received provisional approval from the Cannabis Control Commission. Applicants want the commission to speed things up. Some even disrupted a recent commission meeting.
No approvals until economic empowerment approval.
Chairman Hoffman says the commission could do more, but has made some progress. It has a social equity program, which provides training to some applicants. The commission has also waived application fees for equity applicants, and it's now giving them exclusive access to certain types of licenses. Having the state's first economic empowerment business open up is a milestone for the commission. Back at Pure Oasis, Kobe Evans says it feels bittersweet to be the first and only economic empowerment applicant to come this far. He wants to see a lot more businesses like his make it through the process. But he hopes to be an example to other small businesses and minority entrepreneurs.
We wanted to be the next generation of trailblazers to provide an example to the residents of the neighborhood, to the young people, to the budding entrepreneurs that, you know, these things are possible.
Evans plans to officially open his doors by next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zanin Jor in Wameka.